This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast. Coming to you from the Patio Studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal fans everywhere, whether it's pregame or postgame, we recommend patios. In fact, come see us this Friday. Myself and my cohort in crime, Benji Molina, will be doing the pregame show from Patios live, of course. I know you guys enjoy getting the opportunity to come talk to my man, Benji Molina, ask him some questions. He can tell you his thoughts. And it'll be interesting to do it this week, as we'll be today kind of doing our, you know, our kickoff to the second half of the season and what we hope will be a great second half of the season for the St. Louis Cardinals. And we want to thank Randy Green from Innovative Companies and InnovativeCompanies.com for always supporting our show and allowing us to keep it on the air and do what we do. We love to do it, and Randy's such a big part of it. InnovativeCompanies.com, they do residential, commercial, and industrial work. They've got a construction team, heating and cooling team, and electric team just standing by waiting for you and to take care of your needs. And, of course, you always hear me say Randy Green is a great human being, first and foremost, and he is. The type of guy that believes a handshake and his word still means something today. 35 years experience, second-generation craftsman. And as I always say, a man of his word. So that's the guy I want on my side. That's Randy Green, InnovativeCompanies.com. Well, another guy I like having on my side, and I know most Cardinal fans do, especially when things are, you know, let's face it, kind of humdrum, because that's where we sit right now at that humdrum level of 500. But you won't find anybody more positive and more believing in his group than the one, the only, on the M4byYachty.com hotline, Benji Molina. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on, Jimbo? I hope everybody, it's okay. I hope everybody's doing good.
Yeah. You know, I think our fans is, you know, it's interesting. I just said that out loud, the humdrum, and I'm doing it because I know what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about where we are today, but really where we think we're going to go. And, you know, being 44 and 44, in my opinion, really is not good enough for this team. And I know we've had a couple of injuries. Lots of teams have had injuries. I look at the thing and I try to figure out, okay, are we better than this? I think so. And some of it will come from the fact that we're going to look here at some of the stats, and the stats don't lie. I mean, I know that a lot of people want to look at underlying stats and say, oh, well, things aren't as they should be. Well, I don't really care about underlying stats today. What I do know is as a result of these stats, we're 44 and 44. and you can look right at it and know why. Go ahead.
And that's the main thing, Jimbo, that we need to talk about. It's 44 and 44. That is really, really the main thing here, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if the Cubs or Brewers today are the ones that should be smacking themselves, because they've both had chances to run away with this thing. You look at the Dodgers, and they've run away from their competition. You know, the Atlanta Braves are trying to pull away from their competition. And here, Chicago and Milwaukee sit, you know, both of them letting each other stay in the pack and, quite frankly, letting the Cardinals and the Pirates stay in this thing. And, you know, I don't think the Reds are out of it. I don't know that they're going to have the pitching to do this. But, you know, I look at this and I look at the Brewers, and the Brewers seem like an easier fix to me. They had, if they had some pitching, I think they're going to be really tough to beat. I don't know that the Pirates can sustain this thing, but I don't know. The whole thing to me is who will come out on top. And I do think the Cardinals are better than what they've shown, but you know, they've had a couple of injuries and they're going to have to get through those, but they're going to need some guys to really step up.
They do. All of them. It's not only one team, Jimbo. All of them, they're going to need to step up, including our Cardinals, right? I mean, like I told you before, I think it's time for them to do things. And if they don't do it, it's just not count on anything else, you know? Don't count on playoff, don't count on any of that, you know, going into the postseason and whatever people are thinking that we could do or we cannot do. If we don't do it, it's very simple. You don't do it, you don't do your job, it's not going to happen. And that's just bottom line. Same with the other teams that we've just been talking about. If they don't do the job, you think you can count on that? I mean, come on. You have to do it. And we had a show, almost a full show about it last time. So, but if you don't do it, if you don't do things, if you not start hitting, or you don't start playing defense, or you don't start pitching, it's not going to happen. And I don't want people to, so when they see that it didn't happen, I don't want them to say, oh, man, we should have done this. No. It's very simple, Jimbo. We have to do things. And these kids have to do it themselves, you know?
Yeah, I'm just kind of wondering, like, what, you know, a lot of times, you've been through this, man. Like, you know, you've been through seasons, I'm sure, that didn't go well. Seasons where you probably scratched your head and thought, man, we should be better than this. You've probably been on teams that you didn't think were going to be really good, but the team came together and outperformed. I wonder sometimes what these guys are thinking in the clubhouse, because some of the things that they thought they really had going for them are the things that just haven't worked. Like, you know, we all know Paul Goldschmidt's better than this. We would like to believe that Jack Flaherty is way better than this, and Miles Michael, and you know, all these types of things. So sometimes for a group like that, maybe an all-star break is what they needed. You talk about teams that are hot and they hate to take a break. Well, maybe the Cardinals needed a break to reset themselves. Is there any possibility that this break was just what they needed?
Let me tell you this, Jimbo. You were mentioning the clubhouse. The clubhouse mentality doesn't change, right? Only changes maybe at the end if you don't make the playoff or you're very far away from the playoff where you know nothing's gonna happen that way and things like that. That mentality changes then. But right now, the way they are and where they're standing right now, the mentality doesn't change. The only mentality they have right now is to win every single game they can. And that's starting with Friday, right? They don't look back. They don't look behind. They don't look forward to the next one. They don't do anything, any of that. All they do is they look to the game, to the next game. And that's how they become better. That's how they become, you know, that's how they do it, right? I mean, the mentality on the clubhouse did not change one bit other than next game. And that's a positive, though. You know, that's a positive because you cannot think ahead when you're not playing well. So that's a positive. I think it's these guys are doing a good job at it. They're going to be okay, I think. But we're going to have to start seeing things, right? We're going to have to start seeing things happening already.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, man. I look at some of the stuff that I see, I guess, as a fan. And some of the stuff seems logically easy to me to say that I think is going to be better. You know, like you've got that feeling about certain guys that you feel like all my stuff is going to be better, like with certain people. And then you have some unknowns, and then you have some stuff that is as perplexing as can be. We're going to take a look at some of those questions as I want to get your thoughts on some of the things. I'll shoot you like what I'm seeing, and then you tell me what you think, and we'll see if we can't. See if we can't feel 100% better about this by the end of the show. So before we do that, though, we want to remind everybody to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. You can subscribe to the show there, which we ask everyone to do, please. It's free. You can also check out the Two Birds bloggers. Just click on the Two Birds bloggers banner, and please enjoy some of the wonderful writing by these people that have chosen to support our show and help get the word out. And, of course, we'd love to spread their message as well. We think it's great writing. Check us out on social media as well, at Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter. If you're a Cardinal fan and follow us, we're going to follow you back. Always asking everyone to check out our Facebook page. It's Two Birds on a Bat. Make sure you like the page. When you see the pinned post, if you would please comment on it, share it, like it. That's how we gain more momentum with the post and reach more people. And ultimately, that's what we're trying to do to bring more people into our community. So you can also invite your friends as well, especially if they're Cardinal fans. We'd appreciate that. Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat Show, part of lineupmediagroup.fm, home of the newest streaming platform, Yo Radio. It's a great thing for you to download for free on your mobile device. You guys will love the radio stations and the podcasts and all the great things that they've got going. So really excited to be a part of that as well. Can't thank our partners enough. You heard me mention Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com, and of course, we always come to you from the patio studios. But we can't say enough about our friend Mike over at Adam's Smokehouse, some of the best barbecue you're ever going to have. We think it's the best barbecue in St. Louis. We would encourage you to check them out. Located on Watson Road, open till 7 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Very happy to do big box lunch orders for you if you have an office setting or something that you want to do in that style. And, of course, any catering needs that you have, they've got you covered. But we highly encourage you to go to the restaurant. Check out the atmosphere. It's awesome. Love, love, love. The atmosphere with the crew he has, the smell when you walk in the door, the music, it all just screams great barbecue. And once you eat it, you're going to tie the whole thing in. And Mike's just a wonderful guy, and we love him. We love going over there. That's Adam's Smokehouse, located on Watson Road, St. Louis. Here's your cue. To our friends at Gators Baseball Academy, I know we're knee deep in tryouts right now. We'll probably have some secondary stuff coming up to fill a slot here or there. So if you guys are interested out there, go to GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. Check out their four-pillar system. It's really important. The people that are involved in this, is I think the people are the main thing. But whether you're on the Missouri side or the Illinois side, it's GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. To our friend Dr. Kristen Jacobs, DrKristenJacobs.com. Check out her Ooh La La Spa Anti-Aging and Wellness Center. She does so many great things for so many people, and she wants to remind everybody that even though it's not May, it should always be Skin Cancer Awareness, not month, Skin Cancer Awareness Day. And ever since I met her and we had her on the show talking about the Cards-Cubs rivalry within her own home, I think about her more and more when I'm outside, not just swimming and trying to protect my skin. So I want to thank her for her caring about all of us and taking care of our skin. That's DrKristenJacobs.com. Okay, Benji, I'm looking at this thing here, my man. And I'm going to start with some names, and I'm going to say, like, whether I think it's a no-brainer or if I think it's I'm not sure of this guy, okay? So I'm going to start at the top. You ready?
Let's do it.
Paul Goldschmidt. He strikes me as the kind of guy that when the year's over, you're going to look up and his numbers are going to be there. So, like, I think – you know, I it's hard to argue the power, even though the surge was really early and we haven't seen a ton of power lately, although he did kind of hit a couple, I guess, at the end here. But I think he's a guy at the end of the year you're going to look up and all of a sudden he's going to have 30 homers. I think that's realistic. I think the batting average is going to be better. It's the RBIs that really have me puzzled. Now, I do know that he batted second a lot and, you know, he'd always hit more towards the middle of the lineup. So, you know, it's going to be really tough for this guy to get to 100 RBIs. I mean, he's got 37. If he was to find a way to get to 100 RBIs, we'd be sitting pretty good.
I know. I think I think he's going to be okay. And like you said, I don't think he's going to reach 100. And if he does, that'll be awesome, obviously, for us. That means he has a lot of guys in, so in the second half. But it's unrealistic to say 100 so far. Can he do it? Yeah, he can. I mean, he's done it before. But here's the thing with Goldschmidt. We have to understand. He's coming to a new town. He's been in Arizona where basically he's unheard of, right? I mean, let's be real. He's been great over there where nobody pay attention so much. Now he's in a stage. Now he's in a new stadium. Not only a stage. Let's put that aside. He's in a new team, period. New clubhouse, new kids, new season, new teams, new division, different pitchers. It knew everything for him. So I'll give him a pass until right now, just because I know he could do better, like Ozuna did, right? Ozuna, when he got here, everybody's counting on his 30 or whatever, but it never happened because he's probably getting used to what we're saying. He's getting used to everything of the stadium and the fans and all everything like that. So, and his family too. So, I would say he's going to have a really, really good half, good second half. He's going to be fine. He's going to help us out get closer to what we want to go.
Yeah, he's the guy that I look at and I think he's going to be much better in the second half. Paul DeJong, this has been a tale. You know, it's funny. We're doing a show about two first halves, about two halves of the season. He had two halves of his first half. I mean, this guy came out just awesome. And, man, the second half of the first half was a real struggle for him.
Who was this?
Paul DeJong. Okay. I think he's the guy, kind of, in my opinion, I think he is who his baseball card is right now. I just think what we need him to be, though, is more consistent just at this level. I mean, if he's a 260, 270 hitter, if he gets on base at a 340, 350 clip, if he hits, you know, his home runs and drives in some runs, I think we're okay there. I don't know that, yeah, it'd be nice if he was 350. But I don't know that we need him to be 350, but I think what we need him to be is 270, 280 all the time with the power that we know he has. And play good defense, which I think he has. So that's who I think he needs to be consistently, not the, you know, of course we don't want the up and down. We'd like to see the consistency. And I think in the end, that's what Paul DeJong needs.
Yes, and you said it perfectly when you say up and down, because that's what he was. I mean, he started off hot. Everybody thought he was going to, but we had a few guys like that, though. So. And it's really hard to be consistent all year, Jimbo. And let me tell you this, that's why you need to appreciate when you have a guy who is consistent all year. You need to appreciate it. It's because it's so hard. And I gave you the last show, I gave you the example on Altuve and Aaron Judge. When Aaron Judge wanted to win the MVP, Aaron Judge had 2 months that he couldn't hit for nothing. He didn't help the team. He didn't do anything with the offensive side because he was struggling. So Altuve hit all 6 months. All of them, he was hitting. So and that's consistency, right? So when you have a guy that's consistently hitting, you have to appreciate it in the big league. You have to pay him off, or you have to do whatever it takes to have him in your team. Because it's hard to do. Paul DeJong, perfect example, 350 to 250. Harrison Bader started off really hot. Now he's back down. Colton Wong, even with the whole opportunity he has had, he started off really hot. Everybody's like, wow, this is what we need right here. Let's go. And then he went back down. See, that's not consistency. You know, and then we have Fowler started at 300, and all of a sudden he's hitting, you know, below. He's okay. I mean, these guys are okay. They could get fired in the second half. I mean, I'm not saying that they couldn't. All I'm saying is when you see a consistent player, you should appreciate that player. Remember in the first days of the season when Martinez wasn't even playing? Jose Martinez wasn't even in the lineup every day. And he was your most consistent player last year. Offensively, nobody was better than this kid. So why didn't we appreciate him from the beginning of it, you know? And you have to have somebody getting hurt to have him in a lineup. You see what I'm saying? So when you have a consistent player like Ozuna, the hardest hit percentage in the league last year, I think, or top five at least, but he was the hardest hit guy. Why do you want to take him out? They didn't take him out. I'm just saying that's consistency and you should have him in the lineup. So when you have guys like that being consistent, you have to appreciate it, Jimbo, because it's really hard to have 6 good months. Really, really hard. Why do you think Arenado and Blackman over there in Colorado? Or why do you think all these guys get separated from everybody? It's because they're very consistent for 6 months. Their season in 6 months are hitting, being offensive. They get a slump for 2 weeks, and they go right back at it and things like that. That's what you need to appreciate, and that's what I think we should do, and that's why it's really, really hard to be consistent in the major leagues.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing because I look at all these guys, you know, and I wonder where they're, you know, what the – that word consistency just seems to escape. Listen, maybe we take it for granted, right? Like, but you look at these things, and we looked at some of the averages when the whole season started, and we thought, man, some of these guys, and have we answered some questions? And then it comes right back down to reality. But, you know, like I said, I mean, you brought up Colton Wong, and, you know, that's just such a tough thing, man. People love him because of his defense, and, you know, and it's like, Colton Wong's an interesting figure for me because when he does get a couple of hits, it's like everybody thinks, here we go, right? But inevitably, it comes back to, you know, no hits for a while. It's such a tough thing.
They always find a way, man. They always find a way. Like you said it before many times, and I heard you. I heard you many times, and you were right. You were right. You said it. Hey, listen, what you said was, these guys, they find a way to get you two days of glory, right?
You know,
2 days of being really, really good. And then all of a sudden they go back to where they were and for a week. And then 2 weeks at times. So when they go 2 weeks, all of a sudden they give you two games and they're like, okay, here they come. But then they go back and give you the 2 weeks again. And that's how it's been going, you know, back and forward. So these guys probably, and I'm talking about the Cardinals, they believe that at some point they're going to explode. But we cannot do it like that. We have to do it with people that have done it. Look at Jimbo. Another thing I wanted to mention real quick before I forget. When Edmund started playing, the offense took off, right? And when Munoz came back from the baby, the offense took off. And what happened? Edmund went back to the bench, and Munoz went back to the bench. So, and then they went back to a slump. Then Carpenter got hurt in his back, and then Edmund started playing, and then he started taking off. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's right in front of their eyes. It's up to them to want to see it or want to cover your eyes. So it's just very simple.
Yeah, it is. it is an interesting thing. I've looked at some of the stuff, and I've wondered out loud, you know, what I would do versus what the manager would do. And I'm not here to say the manager is doing anything wrong. I'm really not. The whole thing for me is it's a tough thing for a manager sometimes, and I get that. And it's, you know, you have a guy like Carpenter who, quite frankly, to me, I mean, I've said it before. To me, I'm done with Matt Carpenter. And I don't, like, I hate to be that way. Okay, but I'm tired of the roller coaster. And the argument for him is, well, you know, he's gonna get hot, right? Well, I mean,
that's the problem that we have. They're waiting for that thing to happen. But what happens in between, Jimbo? What happens in between those waiting days, right? The game doesn't stop. The game doesn't say, okay, my Carpenter or whoever is not hitting. So let's wait a minute. Let's wait until he hits. That doesn't happen. What happens is the game continues, you know, while you don't hit. I went through a lot of slumps, believe me, not even close to what these guys are going, right? Not even close to what we're seeing here. But I went through my slump. But I came back and I did all the things, and it was rough when you're in the slump because you try to do so much. But what I'm trying to say is the game doesn't stop, Jimbo. The game keeps going. And it hits you in the face and say, hey, listen, I'm gone. You know, here we go. The Cardinals are still playing the Giants. The Cardinals are still playing the Brewers while we slump. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the key here. You cannot sit. If you want to win, because if you don't care about winning, I get it. You don't do anything, and that's okay. You don't care. That's fine. But if you care about winning, you have to have guys that do it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I agree. Because like I said, in the end, I just look at these guys and I start wondering who they are and what they are. Obviously, I think goes without saying, and we wonder out loud, is Yadi's hand okay? It's a tough gig for a catcher. I mean, where are we at with the hand? Well, that's a big part.
That's another thing. He's going to have to sit out maybe 2 weeks if that thing wants to heal, right?
Yep.
Because a thumb is really difficult, and I've been hit in both thumbs. The lucky thing we have is that he can catch and no hurt. It's hitting what makes him hurt, because you put the bat right where he's hurting. And he got hurt when he got hit by that pitch in the right hand, remember?
Yep.
That's when everything started. So right now he has 2 weeks, or I don't know how long, but he needs to do that. He needs to do it so that thing heals fully and he doesn't feel this pain coming back again. That's what he needs to do, right? So right now, he needs to sit, and that's it. You need to find somebody, and Witters has to be the guy, because he's the guy. That's what they brought him for, just in case something happens. So he's the guy. He needs to step up. He's been playing okay lately. That's fine. But he needs to step up, and everybody else, right? Ozuna is going to be out for another week, I think. So we need to find guys that do it. The good thing is, we have good guys. We have at least a couple guys that can still do the job, Jimbo, one time on one of the shows I told you, this is very true. You have 8 guys in your lineup, Jimbo. 8 guys. And you're the manager. You're Chills right now. And you have 8 guys in the lineup. But you have 3 to 4 guys struggling. How many left do you have? How many left? So you're going to go out and compete with Milwaukee with 4 guys in the lineup, right? Because you don't count the pitcher. So you're going to go out and compete to the Brewers or the Houston Astros right now and go compete with 4 guys that are carrying the team, and maybe one of them is going to be pitched around, maybe 2, because you have 4 guys that you can pitch to. And you'd rather have those 4 guys that are struggling beat you. So guess what? Goldsmith is not going to be pitching in bad situations, for the other team. So he's going to be probably walk around, pitch around. They're going to pitch to Carpenter. They're going to pitch to Fowler. They're going to pitch to Wong. And they're going to pitch to Bader when he's playing. You see what I'm saying? And you still have to go out there and try to beat a Cubs team that from top to bottom, everybody has 40-plus RBIs. Everybody has more than 10 home runs. Everybody's hitting 250 or over. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to overcome all that,
Yeah, that's it's interesting, man. Like I said, listen, we have talent on this team, right? I mean, it's there. We've seen it. I think we know what some guys can do, but at the end of the day, are we going to live on what they can do, or sooner or later are we really going to start getting to the point of what's really happening? You know what I mean? Like I said, the reality of it is I don't care what anybody thinks. We're 44-44, and that's not good enough. And that's as a team, because it's up to the team. The team's got to find a way here.
We got talent, Jimbo. There's no doubt. We got talent, but do we have ball players that can carry a team to a playoff? Because you need ball players to make the playoff.
Well, ballers, like you always say. Ballers. I like that term. Ballers. I love that term.
Not ball players, but I meant ballers.
Yeah, I love that term when you use that.
You have players, right? And talent. you have talent. I'm not backing up away from that, right? So you have talent. But do you have ballers? You know, I was talking, we had a Fernando Viña in our booth the other day when he came over to get his bobblehead. And one of the first thing that he said, Jimbo, was, we don't have enough ballers in this team. So how did he know that we here sitting out and Two Birds on a Bat show talking about that we don't have ballers in our team, but we have talent? Not all of them, obviously. Yeah, let's make it clear. We're not saying everyone is not a baller. We're just saying, like, we don't have enough ballers. We only have talent. So how about Fernando Viña, who's living wherever in L.A. right now, and he's watching the game. That was one of the first things that came out of his mouth when he did the booth with us in the game. How do you think he feels? How do you think? It's the same thing. We have great talent, but do we have ballers to carry us to the playoffs? That's the biggest question.
Yeah, it's kind of that feeling of, you know, when guys that have played the game and have been in the locker rooms and have seen what they've seen on the field, and
I know understand what it takes to get to the playoffs.
It is amazing. Because, like you said, I mean, I guarantee you he hasn't heard us say that. And for him to come in and make the same assessment. And you're talking about a guy that, I mean, he was a baller, man. He played hard, played the game the right way. He was one of those guys that found a way to get it done. You know what I mean? Love that.
Yep. He was one of those. And he plays in winning teams. Let's not get in there, you know. Let's not get into it because of the baller thing. Because they're players and they work hard, and we're not bashing anybody. We're just saying that they're really talented. But are they ballers? Because there's a difference, you know. And the ballers are the one who takes the team to the playoffs, and that's it.
Well, I don't know. So let me ask you this question. I'm gonna end it with this for you today. Are we going to have to make some changes outside the organization, or do you think, and I know, like, believe me, like Edmund and Yaro Munoz are right there for us. I mean, we already have those guys on our team. So if you want to play some guys that get in there and ball up, they're right there. You don't even have to go get them. So my question to you is, do we have enough on this team or even in the organization to not have to go get help and still find a way to get this done?
It's going to be really hard, Jimbo. You know why? Because the guys who you're going to bring up are young guys. And doesn't mean that they cannot do it. It's just that they're inexperienced close to the playoff time, right? Close to getting to the playoffs. So it's not that they cannot do it. They can. They could easily be the force, you know, one of those young guys. But outside, there's options out there outside that could help us big time. One of them is in the starting rotation, which we all thought we had one, like the first three guys were going to be super awesome this year, and then they're being struggling, you know, and up and downs. And so we don't have a number one or a number two, and we need one of those bad if we want to make it. Unless, like I said before, unless they are not thinking on that, then we can do nothing about it, buddy.
Right.
You got to eat it, and that's it, because they're not even thinking of that. But if we are thinking of making the playoff, making a run, it'll be nice if we could get a little help from the outside, because there's options out there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you can look around the league, and, you know, there's going to be pitchers available. There are. I mean, you know, teams are going to be making trades. And, you know, for me, and this is the only thing that scares me a little bit, is that, you know, I've said this before, and obviously we'll talk about this more in depth, you know, later on, because we're not to the trade deadline part yet. That'll be coming up here in, you know, a couple weeks, I guess. But, you know, what this front office has shown me in the past, and I know everybody wants to talk about standing pat or not doing this or not doing that, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong. Like, I kind of, to some degree, will say, Maybe not. I don't know the answers. But my point is, what this front office has shown me is that if they don't believe that they have the horses to make a real run, then they kind of do nothing. It's almost like I'm not going to trade away my young players if I'm making a trade to do something that I don't think can eventually get better anyway. Good enough, I guess, is the word. So, you know, for me, that's kind of my thing. Like, will this front office see enough from the team to go out and be aggressive at the trade deadline? And we'll all argue whether or not they should or shouldn't. That's not an issue. But I will tell you this. They've shown me in the past that they'll just stand pat if they don't think they have the horses. And that's my opinion.
It is. And they show us, like you said. They've shown us that sometimes they believe. And I said it many times in this show. I said, listen, if they believe they can win with this team, they ain't making trades. They're not going to go get anybody because in their head, they believe they could do this with this team. That's exactly what I've been saying all along. We could sit here and say, we need this guy, we need that guy, we need this guy, whatever. And it's really, really crazy, right? But if they believe in their head that they can win it with this guy, don't expect any changes. That's just very plain simple.
Yeah, it's hard because as fans, we expect a lot, right? We do. We expect a lot. We want... We want our team to constantly improving their lineup because we feel like, you know, it's done on our backs as far as like, you know, we support them, right? Like we pay for the tickets, we buy jerseys, we do all this stuff. And so we feel like we should have some say in it. You know, like I know people feel that way and it's a tough thing. And, you know, I know they're running a business over there and we forget about that sometimes that it is a business, but when there's 3 million people turning out every year to support a team that, quite frankly, we're going on 4 years now of mediocrity. And I just, it really shocks me that the numbers are still there for them in attendance. That shocks me. It really does. And people will say, why does it shock you? It's like, man, it feels like there should be a breaking point at some juncture where this fan base is going to be a little upset. And
it could be really harsh. It could be really harsh. And if it keeps going like this, I don't know how early people buy tickets, but man, I mean, they're just lucky right now that the fan base is crazy good. And I bet you anything, this team right now, 44-44 in LA, in Anaheim, or you name, in Oakland or whatever, they don't get many fans, man. They won't even sell many tickets, you know. So, I mean, think about Baltimore right now. Think about all those teams that are really low, Kansas City even. They're not getting anybody on the stadium, you know. So we're very lucky that we have a fan base that's very loyal, man. It could get crazy.
Well, we shall see. But, you know, you're back in town. I know the fans will be excited to see you. How long are you here for?
I leave on Tuesday.
Okay, so you're here for the weekend series, okay.
Yeah, and, for the weekend series.
Well, we're going to be at Patio's. So I'm excited about that. I know you know, one of your favorite things. Yeah, one of your favorite things is interacting with the fans and telling stories and letting them ask you questions. So, you know, we encourage everybody to come to Patio's. Benji usually gets there, you know, right around about 5:30, 5:15, 5:30, about when you get out of your duties over there. And then you hang out for about 45 minutes to an hour. And then you got to head back to do your pregame and do the game. So, you know, for all of our fans out there, you know, look for us about 5:15, 5:30 at Patio's on Friday. You know, we'd love to have you guys stop by. Like I said, get an opportunity to meet, you know, you're great. And Polo was with you last time, which I love Polo. He's one of my favorites. And you two guys together are awesome. And you guys stuck around for about 15 minutes and did some pics and autographs and people really enjoy that as well. So typically, guys, if you get there about 5:15, and like I said, if Benji gets there about 5:15, 5:30, he's there for about an hour, 45 minutes of question and answer. He'll tell you his thoughts on the Cardinals. A lot of times it tends to turn into some good stories because people ask some good questions, which I think is fun. And then, like I said, you guys are gracious with your time and usually spend about 10 or 15 minutes meeting people that want to get an autograph or a picture. So looking forward to that. And we do thank our friends at Patio's, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal fans everywhere. Highly encourage you guys to come check us out. We'd love to meet you guys. Don't forget our good friend Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com. Residential, commercial, industrial, that's the name you can know and trust. InnovativeCompanies.com. Gators Baseball Academy. Check them out. Tryouts going on right now. Just Google GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. Register both Illinois and Missouri. Their four-pillar system is second to none, and we're happy to be associated with them. DrKristenJacobs.com. Check her out, all the wonderful things she's done for so many people. And her reminder, every day should be Skin Cancer Awareness Day. To my good friend Mike over at Adam's Smokehouse. Folks, I'm telling you, best barbecue in St. Louis, second to none. You know, I know there's great barbecue everywhere. We say it all the time. We're not trying to act like there isn't. But the reality of it is we love Adam's Smokehouse. We love the atmosphere. We love everything he does. And he's a good friend and has become a good friend of ours. And we're encouraging you guys to give him an opportunity for your business as well. That's Adam's Smokehouse, located on Watson Road, St. Louis. Here's your cue. Can't thank lineupmediagroup.fm enough for their continued support of our show. Home of Yo Radio, the newest streaming platform. Download it for free today on your mobile device. You guys are going to love it as well. I can't thank my good friend Benji Molina for joining us on the m4byyachty.com hotline. It means so much to me, and I know all of our fans out there, and I look forward to seeing him tomorrow at Patio's, and I hope you guys will join us. For all of us here at Two Birds on a Bat, as we head into the quote-unquote second half of the season, let's go Birds!
Let's go Birds!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.